Well, power outages and challenges fueled by the COVID-19 lockdown have weighed on impact. During the interim period, the paper and plastics packaging group reported a 1.4% decline in revenue, as well as an 84.2% slump in underlying earnings per share to 9 cents. Despite this, Impact remains hopeful that demand will pick up in the coming months. And joining us now is company CEO Bruce Strong. Bruce, thanks so much for your time this evening. So it's been a tough half year. How much COVID-19 impact, how much Eskom, where over this period supply disruptions cost you 27 million rand over 22 days?
Well, to start with, from a COVID-19 perspective, I must say that all of our operations were designated as essential from the outset, because we do make packaging for food, pharmaceuticals and other essential products. So from that point of view, we are very fortunate. On the other hand, we do produce packaging for quick service restaurants, i.e. takeaway or take home meals, for the liquor industry and also for the tobacco industry. And so we did see declines versus the prior year, same period in the second quarter this year, of around 6.5%, to give you some sense of what the volume declines were. The balance of the year was affected by the electricity outages, as you mentioned. So at our Springs paper mill in Kurileni, we were down for 3 weeks, which is completely unprecedented, certainly in the 25 or 30 years I've been around. In this industry, I've never seen a factory stopping for 3 weeks because of lack of power by the municipal supplier. And then we had a similar incident actually out on the northwest province in Brits, at our factory there earlier in the year, where we were out for 8 days because of a transformer that had blown up. So that is weighing quite heavily on manufacturers. You know, the load shedding is at least predictable to some extent, but these catastrophic failures of municipal infrastructure is concerning. Putting it all together, I'd say that, you know, the effects of COVID are still pretty uncertain in terms of future demand, the history we've seen. And I must say, my colleagues across our business have been remarkable in terms of making sure operations are safe, all our employees are taken care of. And our suppliers and customers have also been exceptional in adapting their businesses to make sure that we're able to supply and that we are supplied. So, you know, there's a lot of gratitude that must go out and thanks that must go out to all of those parties. Our business has also been relevant in the communities, you know, doing a lot of community work during the toughest times of the lockdown, and we're very pleased with that. Yeah. But having said that, you know, the economy is in a difficult place, and we are facing that.
As you highlight, I mean, Impact just a part of that supply chain, Bruce. How much of an oversupply situation are you looking at with, you know, your operations having continued despite diminished demand on some fronts like the QSR space, which you've referenced?
Well, I think most people, when the QSR sector closed, you know, for 35 days of the level 5 lockdown, no restaurants were opened. So I think most of the players had closed and they've taken out that capacity in effect. So the question really is how much capacity is there now versus the demand? Funny enough, on the QSR side, one might see an uptick there because maybe people buy more take-home food because the restaurants are not open. So that might be a bit of a fill-up there. And then we do have the fruit sector, which has been very strong for us in the first half. You know, there we're up 13% in our corrugated business, which has been very good because the fruit exports have continued through the lockdown period. And the fruit producers in most sectors have had a pretty good year so far. So we've got some things to be grateful for there. Yeah. I mean, a key thing also to bear in mind that I didn't mention just now is that in these times, the key is to generate cash. And in this period, we generated 700 million rand worth of cash in operating cash flow compared to 100 million rand last year. And at the end of the day, cash is what makes a difference in terms of making sure your business is robust.
Like you say, cash is paramount at this stage. But on the plastic side of the business, you've made provisions for inventory of 37 million rand, bad debt write-downs at 5 million rand as well. And that really detracting from the division's overall performance. So explain those hits that came to bear.
Well, I think it is a time when you take a view on where the market is and where it's going. I mean, bad debts, generally we've been very fortunate in the years gone by around, let's call it doubtful debtors and people not paying. In this time, we've had to take a view on certain sectors, and we've done that, and we've always been prudent in that respect. And the same should be said for slow-moving raw material and slow-moving stock. So our approach is prudent. It's probably a little conservative in some respects. But at the end of the day, I think it's what's required under these circumstances to make sure that your business is robust
Yeah.
and resilient.
Bruce, how worried are you about demand moving forward? And I know you cite that you're anticipating a slight uptick, but local demand specifically moving forward is going to come under pressure. Economic side of things, one thing, but when you have players like SAB, Heineken pulling investments, and one assuming then much of the real fallout across consumer industries still to come.
Well, I think it's clear that I'm very concerned about the future trajectory of demand and growth in South Africa. I think for the time being, it's fair to say or to assume that South Africa is going to have a longer downturn, you know, as much as we can wish for other things. Some of it is COVID-related, but I mean, we've also got some policy work that needs to be done. Having said that, so I would say that we, from a macroeconomic point of view, and I'm not an economist, but anyway, I think we are prepared to see a longer downturn. In the various sectors in our business, however, we might see some recovery quite quickly in certain sectors. So, you know, in our recycling business, we've done quite a lot of work in the past to improve our prospects there. And that's still a big theme, even though it may have taken a little bit of a backseat in the last couple of months. Mm-hmm. Reusable, or let's call it sustainable products. So we brought to market in the last 12 months paper punnets that you'd have seen in many of the retail outlets that are replacing some of our plastic punnets and working complementary with those. So those are opportunities for growth. We've seen a huge uptick in tamper-proof home delivery, fast food home delivery bags, for example. And various innovations that we brought into the business, which I think will help us in the future.
Does the export market become more so in focus?
Absolutely. I think the one thing that we are grateful for is that we do quite a lot of fruit packaging. It's a big part of our business. And fruit producers in South Africa, if you look at the citrus industry, for example, have invested significant amounts of money over the past years in new plantings and expansion of production for export. And we're seeing that come through at the moment. So that is, if I could put it in this way, a truly homegrown exportable product that we are going to benefit from in the future. So that's helpful. On the other goods, we are exporting more containerboard now. The prices are pretty bad globally. That could change. We've got a very competitive position from our Felixstowe paper mill in northern KwaZulu-Natal. So we could see some recovery there to some extent. But for the most part, I think for the foreseeable future, it's really around securing your position and making sure you're there to fight another day. And we will do that.
Let's leave it there, Bruce. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, CEO of Impact, Bruce Strong.